from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. So you remember yesterday was National Root Beer Float Day.
Yes.
And what did I say?
You got a black cow.
Well, beyond that, didn't I say, could you put a scoop of ice cream in Funky Buddha?
Yes.
Right? Could there be a beer
float?
Root beer float.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Twitter. This is during the commercial break, 2 minutes ago. Funky Buddha Brewery tweets out they have an ice cream and beer pairing with the Wilton Creamery going down tomorrow at Funky Buddha, the brewery in Oakland Park. So tomorrow, starting at 7:30, it's an ice cream and beer pairing. $25 per ticket, includes 5 pairings. You can go to funkybuddha.com. But look at that. Like,
that's cool.
It's literally the beer and ice cream pairing that we were talking about yesterday. So I guess, yes, you can make some sort of beer float.
As you say that, Funky Buddha one time, this is years ago, they had a beer and candy pairing.
Oh,
where like it was, this beer was sweet, and like you put Skittles or hot tamales with a spicy beer, and it was
in the glass with the drink,
like next to it. So it was like a flight of beers, and then there was the candies lined up next to it. So it's supposed to like complement each other. Delicious.
See who was at Dolphins camp yesterday?
No,
just hanging around.
Betty Grable.
Betty was there. We in trouble.
I'm down for Betty Grable references on this show anytime, anywhere.
Betty Grable.
Stephen Ross was there today.
He was there today. Yesterday on the sidelines, it was Devontae Parker.
For what?
I'm just hanging out. Oh, I found it as interesting as Hassan Whiteside being at Benihana the other day with the Heat, where it was like, huh, I didn't realize that they were like, you know, embraced, you know, back into the team. I didn't realize like Hassan Whiteside, because it appears to me that Hassan Whiteside is going to become part of like the, you know, the Heat alumni crew that you see at events and whatever.
Well,
and
I think Hibachi was the tryout. You know what I mean? Like, not much can go wrong.
How you do with the onion volcano, and then you know maybe we'll bring you into some sort of post game show.
But like, you're not surprised when OG goes back or Mark's brother.
No. But I didn't think Devontae Parker was appreciated as a Dolphin.
Wow. There's a lot of unappreciated Dolphins that go back to alumni day. I think it's just it's so soon. A lot of guys.
That's what I'm saying. Usually it takes a little time. Hassan Whiteside, actually, there has been some time in between. Yeah, but Devontae Parker, I mean, I feel like he was. Did he play for the Patriots last season?
Yes. I believe he just retired.
Right.
Remember, he signed with the Eagles over this offseason, but announced his retirement.
Yeah, no, he loves Miami.
Dolphins are looking for receiver help. They signed Mike Harley today.
I'm fine. Thank you.
Hmm?
No.
Comes cheap?
No.
No?
No.
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 No. Is that a firm no?
Very firm no.
Somebody texts in, Funky Buddha has done that pairing a few times before. It's great. Someone says they've also done beer and cheese and beer and chocolate pairings.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I think this Funky Buddha's around to last.
Showing out. You know what? It's funny you talk about like alumni stuff. I go to things with the Dolphins and the Gators, honestly, and I don't know who these people are. And they, you know, and they run up. Hey, what's up, bro? What's up? Hey, what's up, big dog? You straight, baby? Man, good to see you, brother. No idea.
Because you're getting older.
No. It's the young, because I covered all the young guys. It'll be like the 80s and 90s guys.
Right.
That, you know, were on the team for a year or two, but still live in South Florida. And boy, I have no idea.
Man, Devontae played 7 years for the Dolphins. Seven seasons. With Miami.
He made his career in Miami.
Definitely.
Signed a couple deals with the Dolphins. Yeah, Fitzpatrick. Yeah. But
Ryan Fitzpatrick made him millions.
No, I don't think so, man. He was here with Tanny.
Yeah.
No, he was here with Tanny.
That final season, and Fitzpatrick kept throwing him the ball.
Yeah, you might be right.
I think it was his best year was with Fitzy, I believe.
Yeah.
You're right. He had 1,200 yards that year.
USA defeats Nigeria in women's basketball 88-74. They do not cover, by the way. They were 27.5-point favorites. They do not cover.
I'm scared to ask questions now because a lot of them messed it up. But before Tyreek, who was your favorite receiver in the last 15 years?
Ooh, let me think about that.
Easy.
Who?
Forever. This is an easy question for all Dolphins fans.
Mike Wallace?
In the last 10 or 15 years? Who?
Yeah, Greg Camarillo.
Man, if that's your answer, we know what the draft's been like.
He saved you from
Devon win Best?
This season.
Bro, Jarvis Landry.
Oh, stop. What, Mr. Run-up? Like, Mr. Run-up 4 yards and turn around?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, did he ever have, like, breakaway receptions for 80 yards? I mean, it was like, you know, 12 catches, 16 yards at the end of the game.
They liked him. He had a lot of energy.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, like, to feel just like an affinity towards him, to like being your favorite receiver in the last 15 years?
I would say before Tyreek, the last Pro Bowl receiver might have been Chris Chambers and Marty Booker.
Marty Booker. He could play.
Booker was in Chicago. I know why you like him. Yeah, them two could play ball. But after that, Brandon Marshall was here. I don't know if he went to a Pro Bowl.
Mike Wallace, we talked about him. Bro, Chris Chambers was like a legit wide receiver one.
That wasn't the last 10 to 15 years.
No,
Chris played with me. That was 20 years ago.
No, I'm not talking about like alt, because then you could go back to the Marx Brothers. I'm talking about like OJ McDuffie,
Brian Hartline, the guys I grew up with. Brian Hartline, Greg Camarillo, Devon Bess, Albert Wilson. We're talking just last 10 years. Albert Wilson.
There's a single Dolphins fan that would tell you Albert Wilson's their favorite receiver in the last 10 years.
Not favorite, but I mean, he's definitely, in terms of excitement value, he had that 1 year where, I mean, he's one of the fastest guys in the NFL. Like, these are just the guys we have to pick from.
Yeah. Our list, I guess Alana's saying our list is limited.
I'm with you.
Ryan Tannehill was throwing to nobody for a couple years.
Isaiah Ford.
I remember Isaiah. I told the story before. My welcome to the NFL, like, you know, rookie training camp story. is when I went to cover Chris Chambers and the ball was thrown so high, my college mind, I just turned around to look at the ball. I'm thinking the safety's going to get it or it's going to fly out of the field. No lie, I whipped my head around to look back into the secondary, and there's a crotch in my face. And Chris had like a 42-inch vertical. He's
gone up to get it.
He went up and got that ball. I'm standing flat-footed, and when I look back, all I see is a crotch and legs hanging down. And I was like, wow, these guys are different in college.
That's funny.
It probably is Jarvis Landry, by the way. Like, if you had to pull every Dolphins fan, your favorite wide receiver since 2010 for the Dolphins,
wow,
it probably is
and
Jarvis
take out
Landry.
Tyreek.
Right, yeah. Right. I mean, before this era. Yeah. Yeah.
Hell, as Waddle probably has taken over Jarvis already.
Oh,
I think so.
For sure. He's better, too, though. Like, he's just better overall. Oh, Kenny Stills?
Your favorite offense in the last 10 years.
Oh, Kenny Stills.
Yeah.
Devon Best?
Yeah, I said Devon Best.
Best play Welker.
Best play with me. West play with me. That's 20 years ago.
Yeah. All right, let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Alejandro Solana. Man, you will see gambling in the casinos of Monte Carlo wearing a softball three-quarter sleeve shirt.
Hey, Danny Amendola was a Dolphin. Forgot about that.
Trying to fit in like a local.
2018.
Pulling up on his yacht, putting on his three-quarter sleeve softball shirt, heading to the Monte Carlo casino with 30 euro in his pockets.
Preston Williams, the goat that never was.
Preston Williams.
He was big.
Hawk, man, how many?
We have a preseason. We thought we had Randy Moss.
I was going to say, how many segments did we do where we're like, well, we've got Devontae.
We thought we had Randy Moss.
We've got Preston Williams.
One of the greatest finds. It was one of the greatest finds in Dolphins draft history. Oh, and don't forget Anthony Callaway. Antonio Callaway, whatever his name is.
Antonio was about to be the next one. They just didn't give him no ops. Throw the man the ball.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. You said Team USA did win.
Oh, somebody points out on the text line, Madonna, Vogue, the song Vogue, mentions Betty Grable. Betty Grable, we love you.
Betty was fine back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we stumbled into something. What is going on with the Angels? Betty Grable was fine.
Somebody also mentioned on the text line that Betty Grable is an outdated reference even for Stephen Ross.
It's true. It really. Like, even Len is going, Betty Grable.
You said 30s and 40s?
The 30s, yeah.
Wow. I don't make them like that anymore. I don't know. They really do.
Marlins play tonight. Inter Miami plays tomorrow. Team USA, the men's basketball team, will play tomorrow against Serbia in the semifinals of the Olympic men's basketball
tournament.
What
do you want to know what the line is on that?
Play Serbia.
Hey.
16.5.
16.5?
That's probably a lot. It's probably 13, 12.5, 13.
Oh, it's 16.5.
Yeah?
Tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Oh, we got action, Jack.
Hey, they'll cover. I'm taking
I'll do away. Player props, though.
That's harder than covering. Then we can just cheer for the U.S. to win.
Yeah, but they got to win by a certain amount.
I know. We thought 27 was big, and they beat them by 40.
LeBron, 14.5. KD, 14.5. Your guy, Book, 10.5.
Could ride that every game. Kind of down.
Well, before yesterday, because Devin Booker scored, 18 yesterday?
Yeah.
Before yesterday, I believe he had scored 9, 10, 11, or like 10, 11, 12. So the 10.5 over-under is commensurate with what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
about Bogdan Bogdanovic over 2.5 made threes? Yeah, a little action on Serbia.
They're going to let it. They're going to have to let, you know what? They're going to have to shoot threes because I'm assuming they'll be down by a lot.
Well, yeah, Jokic.
He shoots threes too.
I don't think they're going to be down by a lot. Serbia plays them. Serbia's good.
So we should bet Serbia to cover.
I don't want to root for Serbia.
I'm out on that.
Well, I have the app.
Because I could be convinced that Serbia is going to play them tight. But I saw the first game. Like, the U.S. is just so much better. When the Joker goes to the bench, it's literally Jovic who has to put up points. You know, it's Bogdanovic who has to put up points. And Anthony Edwards and Kevin Durant come off the bench and just dominate. So I don't like even 13 for Serbia to cover.
Somebody saying it's Betty Davis, we love you, in Vogue, not Betty Grable.
Betty Davis was bad back in the day, too.
She was bad in her late days also.
She was bad in her late days? You're talking about like when she was on Johnny Carson when she was 78 years old?
Do you like that?
I gotta look up who this is really quickly.
Betty Davis? How about the Kim Carnes song? She's got Betty Davis eyes.
Yeah. Oh, see, I knew she was a sex symbol. I never heard of Grab Gerb or whatever her name is.
Grabble Gerbil.
Who am I?
She would have been so much more famous if she didn't have that name, Grabble Gerbil.
What's her stage name? Grabble Gerbil.
Grabble Gerbil. Betty Davis doesn't really do it for me.
No, I was thinking of Betty White.
Hey, that Betty Davis. She looks like Grabble Gerbil, the same person.
Hawk, was everybody's name Betty back in the 30s and 40s?
Everybody's name was Betty. That is correct. Except for Grabble Gerbil.
That's why Grabble Gerbil to separate.
She really stuck out like a sore thumb. My sister Betty, my mom Betty, my aunt Betty, my friend Grabble Gerbil. Also, what's going on with the Angels? And would you like to buy a calendar?
Quick scoreboard update here. As just a reminder, Marlins do play tonight, Inter Miami tomorrow. The Yankees currently lead the LA Angels 3-0 in the top of the fourth inning right now.
Them the Anaheim Angels. Are they not the Anaheim Angels anymore?
Apparently, according to Google, they're the Los Angeles Angels.
When's the last time they were the Anaheim
Holy
Angels?
Bleep, hold on a second. You're not going to believe this. Do you know who the Los Angeles Angels manager is?
Oh, I think it's Ron Washington.
Ron Washington.
Yeah, it's Ron Washington.
Wow, man.
Everything comes back to Ron Washington.
It all comes around.
Wow. All right. Your weather, Rumby Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Your accident attorney.
Such a great text. What the F am I listening to right now? We went from Grabble Gerbil to here's an MLB scoreboard update. For a Yankees Angels game.
Goodness gracious.
Partly cloudy in South Florida tonight. The lows, they'll be in the upper 70s, low 80s. It's around 90 degrees right now, hot and humid. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
All right. Grabble Gerbil.
What's wrong with you?
With me? Rabble gerbil.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is milk liquid cow?
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery, who are doing a beer and ice cream pairing at the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park tomorrow.
That sounds
like it'll be fun.
Yes.
Speaking of fun, we had fun today. I laughed a lot today. We covered everything from Betty Grable and the Anaheim Angels, who apparently are now the Los Angeles Angels once again. Weren't they something else? What were they when I was a kid? California Angels. They were the California Angels when I was a kid.
Man.
Reggie Jackson played for the California Angels.
Really?
I didn't know. Not for many seasons, but the California Angels. Boy, this is not how I expected to end the show.
They have to decide. Wow.
And of course, we covered everything from Betty Davis to Betty Grable to Gerbil Gravel. Whatever that might be. Gravel Gerbil.
That's a home girl.
All right, let me talk about the cheetah before we get out of here. If you're watching some sports tonight, or a big fight card on the weekend, or sports any night, to be quite honest, Cheetah Pompano. They've got HD TVs throughout the club, and they've got great entertainment. As you know, the most beautiful ladies in South Florida, a bunch of VIP areas, 4 stages of entertainment. They have an amazing free lunch every day till 3 p.m. They have happy hour specials till 6 p.m. I always tell you that lunch is great. They have a full dinner menu as well. So you want to get some good eats. They've got a great kitchen and everything from, you know, tomato mozzarella salad to wraps to, at night for dinner. You want to get steak or salmon, you can do that as well. Cheetah Pompano, if you work in the biz, you're a hotel worker, bar, nightclub, restaurant worker, you can cash in on some of those great specials from the Cheetah, because they take care of in the biz workers better than just about anyone. You can get all the details at the clubs. And I always say every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. You can get all the details on the clubs at cheetahsofl.com. Our own Betty Grable, Dan Day, is coming up after us. So everybody have a great and safe Wednesday night. Go Marlins. We will speak with you mañana.
You play softball in Monaco?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.